A wealthy and somewhat pretentious businessman was hosting a party at his mansion in the countryside. Before dinner began, he took a group of his closest friends on a private tour of his magnificent gardens. On their way to the gardens, they stumbled across a solitary dandelion peeking its way through the freshly cut grass. It was a blight on his otherwise perfectly manicured lawn, and the businessman, vain as he was embarrassed. "That," he said, "is a reason to fire my landscaper." "No, it's not," said his friend the botanist. "That is a taraxacum, to give it its proper scientific name." "Actually, both of you are wrong," replied the photographer. "That is a perfect picture, a tiny sun on a field of green." As the photographer crouched down to capture the moment, the businessman's son, a sweet but mischievous toddler, burst on the scene and plucked the dandelion up in one fell swoop. The businessman and his friends turned on their heels to follow the path of the boy, which led to his mother, who had been chasing him in hot pursuits. The boy gave the flower to his mother, gave her a brief hug, and then sped back to the house. As his mom looked at the flower in her hands, she smiled, and she said quietly to herself, "That is a gift." How we see things doesn't change reality, but it does change how much of reality that we see. Whether something is true or not is not based on our perspective, but our perspective does change whether or not we perceive the truth of something in all of its fullness and depth. Before Jesus heals the eyes of the man born blind, he corrects the vision of his disciples. "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" the disciples ask. "Neither he nor his parents sinned," Jesus replies. "It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him." The disciples, you see, weren't seeing the blind man correctly. They were not looking at his blindness in the right way. Their perspective was blinding them to a deeper truth. All that they saw was a defect, and a defect, moreover, that was attributable to sin. What Jesus saw, however, was not just a defect to be healed, but a capacity for something good and an opportunity for God to be glorified. As I was praying with the gospel for this weekend, I was struck by the fact that we are often overwhelmed by our defects, overwhelmed by the many things that we are not. "I am not this. I am not that. I am not this other thing." When we look at our faults, defects, and imperfections, we often do so with the eyes of the disciples. We just see what is lacking, and we look for the root cause so that we can fix it, and fix it right away. But what if we looked at our defects through the eyes of Jesus? What then would we see? When Jesus looks at our faults, defects, and imperfections, he doesn't just see what is lacking. He sees, rather, our capacity to receive something that is good. Jesus sees opportunities for his heavenly Father to be glorified. Blindness isn't just the absence of seeing. It is the capacity to receive sight. And it is the opportunity for the one who gives the sight to receive praise, glory, and honor. Jesus is not overwhelmed by what the blind man is lacking, for he is the light of the worlds. There is no defect in us that Jesus cannot easily overcome. We might complain, I am not this, I am not that, but Jesus is the great I am, and his I am can easily overcome any I am not. The challenge, of course, is that not all of our faults, defects, and imperfections will be healed in this life. But even if we continue to struggle with them, how we look at those defects, the perspective we adopt when we think about them, is the beginning of the healing process. An inconvenience is only an adventure wrongly considered, G.K. Chesterton once said. How we look at things does not change the facts of our life, but it does change the truth that we perceive, the truth that Christ sees when he looks at our life. As I was praying with the gospel this weekend, I started making a list of all the things I am not, all of my defects, faults, and imperfections. It was very uplifting. It's also, as you might expect, a very long list. I'll probably never finish it. But what I did is I brought that list to Jesus, and I asked Jesus what he thought about it. And Jesus told me in so many words, like I'm telling you, that I was looking at it wrong. You have no need to be overwhelmed by what you are not, he said, because I am. Where you see things that are lacking, I see the capacity to receive what is good and opportunities for me to heal and to save you, if you'll let me. My dear brothers and sisters, you might take the opportunity this week to make a list like that for yourself. And you might also take the opportunity to bring it to Jesus. And you might be surprised by what he sees. Amen.